Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to something right next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to the Men of Faith in Action radio show. Starting it off like we do every week with Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. We're about to have a spirit-filled day. Got some good information coming to you. I'm going to bring my co-host on the line with me. Mr. Cocaine is in the building. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, what a do. Peace and blessings to you, and peace and blessings to everybody out there. And number one, all the glory goes to God. Back at it again, Mafia Radio, man. What's up with it, Jay?
Man, just, you know what I'm saying, excited about the show, about everything that, you know, God is doing, you know, through us and with us, and just excited to be here on another show with you, bro.
Yeah, man, it's going to be nice, you know, get a chance to talk to the community. You know, we got a special guest, Be Legit, and we're going to take him on a different journey on this ride. You know, but it's all kingdom business. You know, today's topic is going to be cold, and it's really a platform to give you guys, you know, the callers, you know, your view on your take of it. And like Justify said, we got some good information for y'all. And at the end of the day, you know, you use your own judgment. Today's topic is conspiracy theory, and it's all tied in to what's going on. And at the end of the day, you let your spirit and let your heart speak for itself, and you know, it's gonna be it's all kingdom business at the end of the day. You dig?
You know, I can dig it, bro. You know, I've been getting a lot of, you know, strong, positive feedback about this particular platform that we're doing here on Men of Faith in Action. And it's a good thing, you know, to see, you know, brothers and sisters reaching out, you know, to us and calling into the show and sharing their testimony and, you know, entering this open dialogue about, you know, faith and love. It's a beautiful thing, man. And I'm just happy to be a part of it and definitely happy to be doing it with my brother in Christ, Big Cocaine.
Yes, sir. And like you say, man, share your faith with our faith, because it's bigger than all of us. It's about being aware, you know, what's going on. This 2014 and some real crazy things is going on out in the world. And if we don't get in tune to the spirit and what's going on and try to balance it out, whether through our music or our livelihood or our families, you know, you're going to suffer a lot of consequences out there. And, you know, that's what the gospel and all religions is supposed to be, as far as their fact, is making people aware of the Most High. You know, the Most High know we all sinful. You know, you cast the first stone without sin. But it's things that are done out there that if we don't get in tune to that knowledge and really try to get in tune to the spirit, to the Most High, however how you need to do it and wash away that guilt. You know what I'm saying? You don't even want to think what's about to happen. That's really happening to us right now, all the way from poison in the water, poison in food, and different things in our music. There's some real witchcraft things going on. So we want to be able to have this platform for everybody to use their judgment. And not only that, you know, just call in anyway. We got a good guest on the program, Brother Be Legit. You know what I'm saying? He want to give his testimony, how has God helped him in his life and showed out for him. Also, we want, if you guys have any questions for the brother as far as this, you know, topic, conspiracy theory, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. This Mafia Radio, Justified, Cocaine, is for the whole community. We all got to open up this dialogue. And you know what I'm saying? It's a great platform and good subject to talk about it. So with no further ado, my brother, what we got on the plate right now?
Well, you pretty much just, you know, let them know what it's going to be. You know, of course, we always open up our call lines to our listeners to call in and, you know, share their testimonies and, you know, have that open conversation with us about that. But today, like you said, we're going to go a little deeper, you know what I mean? We're going to go from that baby food to some hard food, and we're going to go into some of these existing conspiracy theories. You know, like I said, we're not here to say that it's true or false, but to open dialogue to it and, you know, share feedback, you know, from our listeners and callers on these topics that we'll be getting into today.
Yep. So, man, let's get into some music, man. What you got over there on the radio?
Well, you know, it's only right we're talking about conspiracy theories today, and you got a nice joint called Conspiracy Theory, and I think it's only right that we share it with the listeners. So we're going to get into some cocaine with Conspiracy Theory. Check it out.
See, your murderers come with smiles. They come as your friends. People who have cared for you all of your life, and they always seem to come at a time when you're at your weakest and most in need of their help.
It's your heartbeat.
I'm scared, man. I'm scared.
You're dead. All of you. And you know it. You're dead.
Bamboozled, hoodwinked, treated like slaves. What if they shot the homie Easy up with AIDS? I was there at the hospital when he took his last breath. That's when I wept, when I heard the news of the homie's death. What if Jimmy Wright took advantage of Easy help? Made him sign a piece of paper to take all his wealth. Forced the homie name on some documents to set Mary. Now everybody wanna put the blame on Jerry. What if Tupac really ain't dead? He probably somewhere in Jamaica, blowing with the dread. All I wanna say is they don't care about us. What if Michael Jackson got killed cause he wouldn't shut the fuck up? Exposing the devil, campaigning for truth. Killed by a nigga, and a couple of Jews. Killed by white folks, had him on the news. Said he molested this kid, it just wasn't true.
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
Man, be real, you might lose your life. What if Whitney Houston was a blood sacrifice? It's funny how everybody partied on sight. It's funny how Nicki Minaj had a seance that night. In celebration of that devil worship bitch Queen Elizabeth, who killed Diana, it's deeper than well shit. What if 911 was purposely done so Bush could take the oil and supply more guns? Now the color of my skin really don't mean shit. When the president ain't elected, he's handpicked. What if the UFOs flying the mother planes? What if the government conspiring with the grave? What if they playing them songs on the radio to keep everybody ignorant and caught up in limbo? Now you're somebody's bitch, somebody's boy. They made it unpopular to rap about the real McCoy.
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. Truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
What if Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross? He had a couple kids by Mary. Now that would sound scary. Now what if there was no executive decision? What if most of the wars that started was greed or religion? It's hard to believe. What's really true when they control the social network and the channel news? What if the private corporations that build them jails specifically targeting the black man?
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
Yes, you heard it here first on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. That was Cocaine with Conspiracy Theory. Like that joint, brother. Always have loved it. You know what I'm saying? Go into your mind state on it, you know, when you created that.
Well, we all got to keep an open mind. There's a lot of things that's going on, and you can't keep a closed mind. And you have to take what freedom that you have, and because we do a lot of complaining. You know what I'm saying? But there's so many advantages that we have. First of all, there's no slavery on praising God. No matter what you go through, he give you that freedom which you need. Even if you straddle the fence or whatever you're going through, it's ultimately he has to break the yoke. And, you know, when you're going through life and you live a certain point of life, you start looking at things different. And that's what I wanted to do with that song, is touch on conspiracy theories, because some of them are urban legends, you know, because everybody want a bandwagon and everybody seems to want to be Illuminati. But that don't take from the fact that it really is an Illuminati, and it really is Satan working out there and satanic forces, all the way from private corporations to the very phones that we talk on from AT&T, who's a part of that, all the way from our music, criminalizing music because they know music is a form of inspiration. And it's a modern-day slavery. It's a power. And that's what Satan does. He wants to take enough people down with him. So we can't just say it's all urban legends. We all got to keep that open mind. And the only way you're able to do it is really getting to yourself of knowledge of self, because we have something that Satan cannot take away. It's just like being in jail. They can put you in a hole, but they can't break your spirit or your dignity. And that's what it's about. It's once you start tapping into the knowledge of knowing what the heck is going on, then you finally realize it's deeper than just you. It go all the way down to your children. Because they're really not focused on the 40 and up club. They focus on the ones that come right out the womb. So it's much more than a conspiracy theory is going on. It's some deep thing, but the good thing about it, you say, how do you be something that is a majority overran by these demons and devils? Well, then, some battles are not yours. They're God's. They're not God's, but God, you know, number one, Almighty. And that's the only way we're able to combat that, is by having some type of balance, because we all know that we're not perfect, of course. But at the same time, we have to be able to open up our mouths, because that's where the victory is. And that means we can't just talk about it. We got to walk the walk. We got to lead by example. We got to know that it's things that they're making man-made diseases right now when we speak. Like it's a new gonorrhea out there that's making AIDS look like a pump to the second power, and it's sucking us right up. And they're targeting the youngsters. So that type of song, you know, as conspiracy theories, is needed, because once we open up our minds and be in tune to getting educated about certain things, then we will really won't be living for the past, because that's all Satan wants to do. He wants to bring people your way, and themselves not knowing they're being appointed by Satan to bring you back down in the past. But see, let me tell you something. God never consulted your past to determine your future. He wants to use you to be able to carry out this knowledge and make people aware. So that's what the topic is. And God knows I got skeletons and have skeletons in my closet. hey, I'm gonna be the first one to say it. But the bottom line is, God is using brothers like me, justified, share our faith with you guys' faith out there, from the rooter to the tutor, from the streets to the pulpit, wherever you may be. We have to make people aware and share this knowledge, because that's the only way this is gonna happen. You know, they're not gonna do it anywhere else. The hidden hand, capitalist people, the people from the bosom, for all kind of these cults and different things, but we have the biggest force on our side, and that's the Almighty God. So that's why this topic is very crucial, because I got some information that me and my brother Justified was sharing, and it's something that touched my spirit. And we wanted to go ahead and put this type of information out there for the public to really talk on and inspire some type of spark up for you to go ahead and see it for yourself and get involved. So this whole thing is to motivate and to keep people mind open. And at the end of the day, you use your judgment. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody that's listening to this ain't even, it's going to go through one ear and out the other. But for those that are listening and that are abiding by to the warnings, we all trying to go ahead and get on that, you know, because when the saints come marching in, oh, how we all want to be in that number, y'all, and that's straight up. So, you know, less talking, you know, we can go right into it, brother. What do you think about this clip right here, Justify, we had set up, man? I think it's deep, and people need to make their own assessments of what's going on, but what do you feel?
You know, it makes a lot of sense, you know, being in the industry and, you know, having these own feelings that I believe to be led by the Spirit, you know, before I even, you know, open up my eyes to some of the information that was out there via the internet. You know, when I heard it and when I read this letter, it resonated with me because I see it. You know what I mean? It's evident in the music, you know, that came out after this. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll go into this clip. It's quite a few minutes long, but we want you guys
to...
What's
the letter about? Tell them what the letter about it again. Somebody had leaked this out, and it's like hitting all over the internet. So when y'all get a chance for your computer heads, you know what I'm saying? Or if you're on your phone, look this information up. Just don't blow your wig back. So go ahead, Jay.
Right, we're going to go into a letter written by an unknown identity that attended a meeting back in the early 90s, and I'm going to just let you check it out and listen to it, and then hopefully you callers that are on the line or want to press that one button and come on and discuss it with us. This is about the secret meeting. Check it out.
The secret meeting that changed rap music and destroyed a generation. And it says here that this anonymous letter landed in my inbox a few minutes ago. Hello. For more than 20 years, I finally decided to tell the world what I witnessed in 1991, which I believe was one of the biggest turning points in popular music and ultimately American society. I've struggled for a long time weighing the pros and cons of making this story public, as I was reluctant to implicate individuals who were present that day. So I've simply decided to leave out the names and the details that may risk my personal well-being and that of those who were, like me, dragged into something they weren't ready for. Between the late 1980s and early 90s, I was what you would call a decision maker with one of the more established companies in the music industry. I came to Europe in the early 1980s and quickly established myself in the business. The industry was difficult back then. Since technology and media weren't accessible to people like they are today, the industry had more control over the public and had means to influence them any way it wanted. This may explain why in early 1991 I was invited to a closed-door meeting with a small group of music business insiders to discuss rap music's new direction. Little did I know that we would be asked to participate in one of the most unethical and destructive business practices I've ever seen. The meeting was held in a private residence in the outskirts of Los Angeles. I remember about 25 to 30 people being there, most of them familiar faces. Speaking to those I knew, we joked about the theme of the meeting, as many of us did not care for rap music and failed to see the purpose of being invited to a private gathering to discuss its future. Among the attendees was a small group of unfamiliar faces who stayed to themselves and made no attempt to socialize beyond their circle. Based on their behavior and formal appearances, they did not seem to be from our industry. Our casual chatter was interrupted when we were asked to sign a confidentiality agreement preventing us from publicly discussing the information presented during the meeting. Needless to say, this intrigued and in some cases disturbed many of us. The agreement was only one page long but very clear on the matter and consequences, which stated violating the terms would result in job termination. We asked several people what this meeting was about and the result and the reason for such secrecy, but couldn't find anyone who had answers for us. A few people refused to sign and walked out. No one stopped them. I was tempted to follow, but curiosity got the best of me. A man who was part of the unfamiliar group collected the agreements from us. Quickly after the meeting began, one of my industry colleagues, who will remain nameless like everyone else, thanked us for attending. He then gave the floor to the man who only introduced himself by first name and gave no further details about his personal background. I think he was the owner of the residence, but this was never confirmed. He briefly praised us for the success we had achieved in our industry and congratulated us for being selected as part of the group of decision makers. At this point, I began to feel slightly uncomfortable with the strangeness of this gathering. The subject quickly changed as the speaker went on to tell us the respective companies we represented had invested in a very profitable industry that would become even more rewarding with our active involvement. He explained that the companies we worked for had invested millions into the building of privately owned prisons and that our positions of influence in the music industry would actually impact the profitability of these investments. I remember many of us in the group immediately looked at each other in confusion. At the time, I did not know what a private prison was, but I wasn't the only one. Sure enough, someone asked what these prisons were and what any of this had to do with us. We were told that the prisons were built by privately owned companies who received funding from the government based on the number of inmates. The more inmates, the more money the government would pay these prisons. This is true. It was made clear to us that since these prisons are privately owned, as they are publicly traded, we'd be able to buy shares. Most of us were taken back by this. Again, a couple people asked what this had to do with us. At this point, my industry colleague, who had first opened the meeting, took the floor again and answered our questions. He told us that since our employers had become silent investors in this prison business, it was now their interest to make sure these prisons remained filled. Our job was to help make this happen by marketing music which promotes criminal behavior, rap music being of choice. He assured us that this would be a great situation for us because rap music was becoming an increasingly profitable market for our companies, and as employees, we'd be able to buy personal stocks in these prisons. Immediate silence came over the room. You could have heard a pin drop. I remember looking around to make sure that I wasn't dreaming and saw half the people with dropped jaws. My daze was interrupted when someone shouted, "Is this an effing joke?" At this point, things became chaotic. Two of the men who were part of the unfamiliar group grabbed the man who shouted and attempted to remove him from the house. A few of us, myself included, tried to intervene. One of them pulled a gun and we all backed off. They separated us from the crowd and all four of us were escorted outside. My industry colleague, who had opened the meeting earlier, hurried out to meet us and reminded us that we had signed an agreement and would suffer the consequences about speaking publicly with those, or even with those who attended the meeting. I asked him why I was involved with something so corrupt, and he said it was bigger than the music business, and we'd want to challenge without risking consequences, and nothing we'd want to challenge without risking consequences. We all protested as he walked back into the house. I remember word for word the last thing he said: "It's out of my hands now. Remember, you signed the agreement." He then closed the door behind him. The men rushed us to our cars and actually watched until we drove off. A million things were going through my mind as I drove away, and I eventually decided to pull over and park on the side of the street in order to collect my thoughts. I replayed everything in my mind repeatedly, and it seemed very surreal to me. I was angry at myself for not having taken a more active role in questioning what had been presented to us. I'd like to believe the shock of it all is what suspended my better nature.
There it is. There, that's a You can find that on YouTube under the secret meeting that changed hip hop. What you feel about that, Cocaine? You still with us, Coke?
Yeah, sorry, I had it on mute. But, wow, man, that's deep. And it's a platform for all the callers out there to give your view and how this intertwined into the kingdom business is that some of the conspiracy theories are really tapped into prophecy and different other things that are going on like that. And for people that really don't read or anything like that, the signs are all around you. It's in layman's term, blatantly, it's around you. And you say, wow, it's a majority of a lot of satanic worship, and it's a lot of greed that's going on right now. And they say, how do you get past this? The only one that can get past that, if you have that connection to the Most High, that is the only one, because it can kill the body. And we all become targets. And you got to remember, when you're talking like this, that means, you know, it's a lot of people out there talk about our ride for God, the Most High, and doing these things. But then they go to church, and no disrespect to get, you know, they go somewhere else to their religion or whatever might be it. But then how they come in is not how they come out. It's like every day we got to feed ourselves with knowledge and different other wisdom and get on our knees and do the best we can. Just for the simple fact that it's too much going on and it's too deep for us to be. You know what I'm saying? It's your family, it's your soul on the line. And the only force that can beat it is God Almighty. So being that said, you know, that's the only way we able to pick up techniques on how to get this information out there. Because you never know who's smiling and putting on a devil satanic worship suit at the end of the day, worshiping Big Al's and Bohemian Experience. It's all kind of deep stuff going on, y'all. But at the same time, in order to say you worshiping God, you can't be a sissy about it. You know what I'm saying? That is the bottom line. You need to be radical about it. That means no matter what, if it's consequences, you need to stand up and be it. Because for us to be able to talk about this, and this is what God wants us to do. See, God wants us to make us aware about things, aware of the word, aware of his prophets, aware of his attributes and different other things that he did, because he's trying to warn people in time. And some of the time, and we ain't going to listen to it, but the signs be right in front of our face, and we're too distracted by things that will cut from that suppression or other things that distract us. But it's deep, y'all. It's deeper than us. And we have to open up our minds to say it's much more than a conspiracy theory. Of course, everything out there is bandwagon. You know, everybody thinks they need to be Illuminati just to sell some records or whatever they need to do. But the bottom line is the truth is very significant, and it's right in front of our face. And for that type of information to be shared out there, it's like the white dude said, on white brother said on there. He said it's just mouth jaw-dropping. And you got to keep an open mind to that. And, you know, that's the importance of that. We need God more than ever to tap back into that love part, because they're rewriting God's principles. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're inviting more homosexuality and acting like, you know, a person like myself who follow God's principles, believe in a wife and a man and a husband type relationship. They're acting like we wrong, but then you can say nigga and can't say gay, you know, and some more. It's real twisted. And it's nothing to do with different people. That, of course, that's what you prefer. That's your business. Only God is your judge. But according to scriptures, according to things that are etiquette and ethical, as far as I was raised, it's between a man and a woman. And it's all kind of conspiracy theories everywhere. If you go to the food, you know what I'm saying? If you go to the grocery store, it's poison in the food. It's things that are tricky. And we in 2014, can't afford no more to say, I don't care. Oh, I
father because you got kids. And if you continue down that road, you carry a dummy spirit on you. You feel me? And it's just, that's what we want to do, be able to bring awareness to the public out there. Because that's all another word for some of the conspiracy theories that are actually true is really prophecy. We have to make the people aware of why the Lord Yeshua walked, or, you know what I'm saying, why he's the Maccabee and the Messiah, and why he is the Savior, and why he was appointed different things. You know what I'm saying? He shows us how to live right, how to die right, how to think positive, how to tell you that stress don't come from God. It comes from Satan himself, how certain things that if you open up your mind, you can tap into the universe. And that's what we want to do. Satan don't want us to have this type of program. And right now, as we speak, they're listening to us. We are under target right now. We they target practice. But you know what? Glory to God, for if God is with you, no man, no cult can stand against you. And who are we for God to appoint? Well, we believe by faith and not by sight that God picked us, wretched as we was, to do and carry out his order, because he know people are going to relate to us. So we want to put it out there, y'all, for everybody, you know, and keep your mind open. And that way it can spark some inspiration, because they know once you got a little faith and a little inspiration, you know, that's going to make you go past your flesh. You know, when you go past your flesh, you don't think about what you've used to done or who you become, or let alone what people claim you still is. All you do is go with your spirit. So, you know, in a nutshell, you know, this is something that's open for the whole public. We want to go to the phone lines. I know Brother B. Legit is supposed to be calling in around 2:30. You got a 925 on the number?
Nah, he's not in the building with us yet, but we do have a Skype caller that's raised a hand. And to all the other callers that are on the line, don't be afraid to hit that one button and share your feedback with us. So I'm going to go to this Skype caller real quick. Skype caller, you're in the building with Justified and Cocaine, the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
Coca.
Hey, be legit.
What's up, good brother?
Hey, good brother. God bless you so, brother.
God bless
no
you
one.
Too,
Oh, we on there cooking, man. I got this is Justified. I'm actually the co-host. It's God put it on his mind for the Men of Faith in Action radio show, and I just hopped aboard, and, you know, it's kingdom business. It's bigger than us. And, you know, let me tell y'all, you know, for the audience out there, you know, first of all, I salute this brother. He's a solid cat, you know, one of the reputables in the gang. But besides, you know, all the stuff that we do and that he do, you know, besides that, he's a praying brother.
Yes,
and, you know, we have to honor our peoples, you know, black, white, Chinese, marching, green, whatever. You know, we got to honor our peoples, and we honor you. And we what an exciting way to bring in this whole thing, too, with one of my brothers, one of my truths, Mr. B. Legit. Welcome to Mafia Radio, brother.
Mafia Radio, man. Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Justified. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right here, brother. I was looking for that 925, and he clipped down on me with that Skype call. What's going on with you, B-Legit?
It's not Skype. This is I don't know. Maybe it was just a block number or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Skype or private line, they come in under a certain code. But nonetheless, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to, you know, to join your faith with ours and, you know, discuss these topics that are so crucial to our survival.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man, for sure.
Yeah, first question. We got two major questions. One, we want to ask, how has God impacted your life? And another topic is on another journey. It's really it's talking about conspiracy theories, how some things are just not conspiracy theories. Some things are true, and some things, you know, by obtaining the knowledge are really according to prophecy. So from your perspective, we want to get an insight from your mind as well. So the first question, brother, would be First of all, how has God impacted you and your family life, brother?
Oh, man. God has impacted my life, man, so tremendously. I would have to thank my grandfather, Reverend Thurman, and, you know, my mom from the beginning of the days. By them growing up in, you know, what they called kind of like the prejudice type of situation, a lot of stuff they had to deal with, a lot of stuff I had to see growing up. And it taught me, you know, their struggles, what they relied on. They relied on God. So when it was my turn to be a man, or the things that I was going through in life, you know, all the things that I feared the most, I learned how to put them in God's hands. And after doing that so many times, it became a routine for me, you know, and then I learned not to worry so much. And he just impacted my life through, you know, through these storms, you know, these storms and things that another human being couldn't walk you through, couldn't hold your hand. I couldn't call my brother Coke. I couldn't call nobody to walk through these deaths and these valleys, you know, these things that just really impacted my soul. And he walked with me, and he gave me that sigh of relief. You know, I know one of my biggest fears in life, growing up without a father in the household, one of my biggest fears in life, I always figured out, well, what would I do if I lose my mother? And I felt like I didn't never want to face that challenge. And then that challenge came in 2002.
Right.
And when he showed me then what it was and how he showed up right on time and how he took the pain away and walked me through it, I said, wow, you know, that's right around the same time me and you hooked up and did that song, Coca.
Yeah.
Way back in L.A. the first time. And we never put the song out, but it was deeper than the song. It was when I was learning, when God was introducing me to my people. When you say, okay, this is one of your peoples right here. You can talk to him about this, and he won't look at you weird. He won't judge you. You know, matter of fact, he on the same page you on. And that's what we first looked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember us clicking up, and that was when we was with Pac, and we was talking about different other things. You remember that?
It was things that was going on right in front of our eyes. And I was like, hey, man, did you see that? You like, yeah, I seen that, brother. And you was like, wow, that was a changing point. That was, you know, we seen out the same eyes. And and from there on, that's how I learned how to live. I lived my life dependent on the unseen. I lived on that edge for a long time, not knowing what, you know, but didn't worry because I knew that it was going to be okay at the end of the day.
Let me ask you another question. How did you know when okay, I know what faith is?
How do I know what faith is?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we... You know what I'm saying? We can pray, and then we say we have faith. But then, you know, sometimes we second guess ourselves. Like, how do I know faith? What was the moment, the breaking point, when you knew, okay, by faith and not by sight?
Well, I can say what it was is, for me, it was a lot of things that was going on that I didn't have control of, you know, that I didn't have control of. It's like, you know, when you say, for instance, you might have some serious things going on in life, and like, you know, some bills that's due or whatever, and then you in a situation where you're trying everything that you possibly can to make things happen. And everything that you do personally, you run into a brick wall. You know, you run. It's not. You know, coming to pass. Ain't nothing happening. So then you go to a point to where you say, you know what? You don't really give up. You just surrender. You know, you surrender to God.
Right.
You know, and you like, you know, I'm broke down. I done tried everything, Lord. it's almost like the first time them red and blue lights got behind me and they put me in the back of the police car and they searched my car. There's something in my car that could put me away for a long time. But at that present time, you know, I prayed in the back of the police car, Lord, please don't let them, you know, find this. And you know how we do. We get in it and we realize that we're in a battle now and we got to believe in the unseen. And I never would consider myself lucky because that's not what happened, because I called upon this and it didn't happen and it was my warning. I learned how to go with my warning signs, you know, because you have warnings before you have disasters. So
right.
It's just living life, living and learning. You know, I never gave myself the credit. Oh, I was bad. I was slick. I got out of it. No, it was never me.
Right.
It was never me. It was always the powers. And people be scared to call on. I was told, you know, if you was to go rob a bank, to take Jesus with you, because you might still get caught or whatever the case might be, but you might not get killed, and you can still, you know, redeem your soul. You know what I'm saying? But at the point, just always just, you know, believing in the faith. I don't know. It's just a lot of things that happen, man. That I just, during the time of it, I was being spoken to. So I knew what it was. Yeah.
Well, that is a breaking point. What I get out of that, fam, is that you don't know faith. And you don't know when God is working in your life unless God is all you got.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? When he strips you of everything to where you got to let go. Once you let go, you start to understand all the blessings that you were blocking.
Right.
All the freedom that you now have. It is freedom. And it doesn't matter if it's conspiracy theories against you, people against you, doesn't matter what. When you let go for God, you really start to understand your purpose in life. And that's the only way you can get faith. You can't buy it in a liquor store. You can't roll it up and join with a cookie. You can't do it no way else but just do it from the spirit and do it because that's all you have. So, you know, we applaud you for that, fam, because, you know, that's what it takes, man. A few good men get out there and really stand on that platform and don't be moved by what's going on around us. Don't be shaken by things that we hear and even mountain of things like so much evil things that are going on in society or music industry or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? With the Lord with us, no man or no demon can stand against you. And we appreciate that, fam. And
I bought this book a while back. It's called Armed and Dangerous. And this book, it just has like a whole bunch of scriptures. Like it might have titles like, you know, on money and marriage and miracles and stuff like that. And then it gives you the scriptures in the Bible that go along with it. This book probably is one of the books that made me really more understand the Bible more. You know what I'm saying? It's like a book that goes along with the Bible. And then it kind of gets right to it, you know, whatever subject that you're on or whatever that you're going through at the given time. And it teaches you how to protect yourself, you know, against, because none of this stuff can affect you if you protected by the blood of Jesus.
Right.
It doesn't affect, you know, it's out there, but it won't attack you. You can get protection from it. And this is what I learned. This book, one book, is what I learned from a lot of good information in that book.
Wow. Man, that's a blessing. And I know someone else on the other end is like being blessed by that. And that's what it's about. We want to go into the next question. It's real deep, brother Legit. We was touching on conspiracy theories. You know how we talk behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? We always touching on what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It'd be deep how we'd be talking too.
Right.
And, you know, we previously before you called on, me and Justify were chopping it up about it, and we shared some information out there that, you know, it's new STDs out there from new gonorrhea that's making AIDS look like a punk, from poison in the water, from, you know, they're making Tuskegee experiment look like three punks and a half. You feel what I'm saying? So I know I got some questions, but I want to move it over to Justify to go ahead and ask you some questions about some of the things you can share to the public and knowledge that you soaked up that it has to get out there. And, you know, it's time, you know what I'm saying? So Justify, go ahead and ask the brother a couple questions that's on your mind as well.
Right. Definitely, you know, respecting, you know, your position in the game, all that you've done, all that you've, you know, contributed to hip-hop. After, you know, tapping into your faith and really, you know, getting that one-on-one with God, how have you managed to stay in this world and not be of it? You feel me? Like, just being in this world that we in, this entertainment business that we all partake of, it's a crazy, dangerous, evil place, you know what I mean? So how have you had to use, you know, your faith in God to maintain in this industry without, you know, falling prey to some of the traps that are set out there for us as, you know, black men with a voice?
Well, like I said, first of all, for me, I'm protected without even protecting myself. I have, like, this protection. I've known this for a long time. So even when I stray, things will happen. It's not going to work out like that for me. Like, it just won't work out. So what I mean by that is, like, people feel like the greatest thing for them would be to go platinum and to have a lot of money. But then when I read about in the Bible and did my studies, that's not what wealth was. Wealth, being rich, that's not what it is. That's love. That's serving another God when that's all you want. The main thing the ultimate goal in life to get would be eternal life. That's bigger than any platinum, anything that you can, any boats, houses, cars, or whatever. That's the ultimate gift. So with that being said, I knew that, you know, that some of these things were just, you know, a facade. Like, you know, I guess I could just say it like this: if you read the scriptures and you know your book, then you know where you at. You know what time it is. You know what types of traps is out there that's being set to get your soul, you know, for a person to sell their soul. And that's what this whole conspiracy theory thing is based upon. They use idolaters to try to reel you in. And me and Coco always talk about that. They pick the certain people to be you know, the leaders of the school, but, you know, that only if they shy away from, you know, what we're talking about today. They can never mention this type of stuff. And they try to take the people who has the most impact, you know, the big, your superstars. Those are the ones that they want to use. Those are what they call, idolaters, you know. They want to recruit you, make you think that, you know, everything is all fine, that this is good on this side. We ain't never had a problem in our life. And if you never had problems in your life and stuff like that, then you should be worried, because therefore you had your heaven on earth. Our people was meant to go through turmoil, learn how to make something out of nothing, you know, the things that Jesus did. You know, he fed 5,000 people with two fish and a loaf of bread, or, you know, struggling, you know, the struggle. If you didn't experience that, if you don't experience the struggle, then you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, I know that everything that glitters isn't gold. You know what I'm saying? And the price for it, you know, I wouldn't trade my soul in for no Mercedes Benz or no stuff like that. So,
right.
You know,
and you know what? Just to interject on that, that's beautiful because that's the way all three of us feel. I know talking to 40 sometimes too. You know, this is what we do out here, y'all, but this is not who we are. Who we are, we fellowship together. You know, we have families. You know, life is more much for us to perpetuate those positive things because everything, like the brother said, everything is gold don't glitter. And it's right now Satan is attacking our youngins. And we have to go out there and get these youngins because that's where the next generation and the baton is headed down to. And we have to
They dumb them down.
Yeah.
It's such a tricky system. It's like when hip-hop started in the late 70s, it was about the struggle. It talked about what was going on. You could learn from it. People told stories. People told their stories were like testimonies and how they made it through, and each one was to teach one. But then it dumbed it down. It's like they control it by they control the whole thing. They control it through various like radio videos, and then what they feel the agenda should be. So during the 80s. 80s and early 90s, you know, the agenda was gangster music, which I was a part of it. Cocaine was a part of it. And the music, they made it to where, okay, yeah, y'all can tell about the stories, but it also, you know, it created violence too in the streets too. Now today's new agenda that they have in music is, if you look at the colors, it's real colorful. It's real rainbowish. The pants is tight. They're going for the gay agenda. There's a gay agenda going on right now. And they even got it to right now where they're trying to put in middle school transgender bathrooms. So if you're not sure, if you're a man and you feel like a girl, you can use the transgender. Or if you're a girl, you feel like... Yeah. So they just telling you it's okay. They letting you know whatever this guy is with, it's okay to go against it. So that's the agenda in the music. Yeah.
And if I can jump in on that note, I've taken notice too, you know, when we were, you know, younger and watched TV and, you know, that agenda really, you know, wasn't as heavy as it is today. My children can't watch a sitcom or a cartoon or anything without there being a gay character or them, you know what I mean? They're making it normal. They're teaching our kids that this is okay, you know what I mean? And, you know, I don't,
okay.
You know. I can't, you know, judge them, you feel me? But I know that they have a plan and they are moving fast. You cannot turn on a television program without them glorifying the gay thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you got Ellen with a talk show and, you know, now they, you know what I mean? They done made it legal to get married to same sex in certain states and they really, like you said, they after our kids because we grew up in a time to where we knew better because our parents and our grandparents were stronger in their faith. And they planted those seeds inside of us. So, you know, when we seen something that looked gay, we was like, ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but now
bad.
They
it
got it
over.
To where it ain't even no ugh factor no more. It's like, oh, that's just what they do. It's okay.
Well,
and, you know, like I said, not to judge them, but I go by what God's words say, man, and he didn't attend, you know what I'm saying, for Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. And, you know, we gotta use our voice to help our kids because the industry is tearing them down day by day.
Yeah, if I can enlighten you on this part of it. The powers that be, that these people, with the agenda, they control what I call the 3M, and that would be the media, they control the money, and they control the military. And those, with them controlling all three of that, it's just like back in the days when we used to go to radio stations, there were so many different independent radio stations and so many different entities to get your music out, and now they got where Clear Channel owned all the stations across the board. So the head calls the shot all the way across the board. So if they don't want this type of music in, They control it. They own it. What they want you to see on television, they own the stations. They own Fox. They own CNN. So the news that they give you is what they want you to see. This is what they want you to what they want to report. You know, if you, I have friends that's out of the country, and be like, man, y'all news is some BS. You know, y'all news don't tell the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all about mind control. If they can control you, they can own you, and that's what they do. They control you through certain entities, like I say, the television, radio, and then they have certain agendas that they want to do. You know, certain agendas. How come we ain't heard nothing? How come we ain't heard nothing about the dude out there in Denver, Colorado? Every time you just see him go to court with his eyes open wide, like he under some kind of seance or something, and we don't hear nothing about that. But when OJ was on trial, we seen that every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't heard really too much nothing about the Boston bombing because it was part. It was one of their drills. You know, they want you to hear what they want you to hear, and the stuff that they don't want you to hear, they just sweep it under the rug. So it's like we being controlled, and while we're being controlled, and then they get us to throw it off because they show all these videos of people just having good times, throwing money, popping champagne, like life is just that, and life ain't that.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, and that's deep, and then, you know, that's more than got truth to it. Because if they can go ahead and feed these kids a pineal gland, the center, that's their third eye, they can influence and music, you know, we've been a part of that.
We've been a part
of it. We got duped into it, you know.
We got
back then, we even back then from my generation, legit, in the mid-80s, picking up rap and doing contests and different other things, we always seem to talk about a message because of Grandmaster Flash and them.
Right.
There is no balance in music at all, totally no balance in the most popular thing that they're doing with these young kids is then influencing them to get on prescription pills and different other things. Now, I don't mean to sound like your grandma, but this is what the powers that be are doing. And now they duping our kids, and it's like you have a majority of the next generation that's running around there like zombies.
Well,
why do you think they building certain camps and different other things right now? They're getting ready. It's about to be some things that's going to go on, and God said it would. It's some things that's making our generation zombies. You know what I'm saying? They purposely feeding. And like I say, to sum the whole thing up, it's like the only way you're able to even be disconnected from the matrix system, because I'm going to tell y'all, it really is a matrix system. They telling y'all right in front of y'all face. They warning y'all.
Yeah,
you know, the only way is you able to get through that. Anything that was, you know, lost, that man lost his life for us, and anything that's under that connection with the Most High, the blood, or even for our other brothers and sisters out there from other parts of religion, bottom line, the Most High, that is the only thing that's going to be able to save you and your family.
Yeah.
Nothing else. It is deeper than well, boo-boo. It is going down right now, fam. It is things that like the brother said, from television to all the way to, you know, I have to catch myself watching my kids. But, you know, thank God, good Almighty and His grace, I get all my kids down on their knees till they get bleedy and say, we are not finna get caught on that train, you know, like that train that everybody took in the Pinocchio story to go to the circus. But when everybody was eating their cotton, turning to one thing, jackasses. And
right.
I'm like, I ain't finna have me in mind when I could have been part of that number two. I'm going to go ahead and we going to go ahead together in fellowship and try to share this information. So we know a lot of people ain't going to listen to it, but see, it say that. God say it'll be few. It'll be few that will really listen.
Right.
According to this time, a majority of people will turn their way. God's principles will be turned upside down.
Yeah, they get
you know
away from the tradition. they break the tradition. The family tradition has been broken. And whenever you got these families, when Big Mama passes and Grandpa go, then the sisters and the brothers fight. They fight against each other. And then now the cousins ain't talking. You see what I'm saying? When Big Mama was there and everybody had the, you know, Thanksgiving come around, everybody meet at the house, that it was good then. But then she passed on. There's a few things in the house that the sisters fighting over. Now they don't want to talk to each other. When Thanksgiving and Christmas has come around now, everybody's separate. This is by design. This is how it was meant to be. You know, they want you to turn against each other. You know, it's easier to say, "Oh, I ain't messing with that person no more," than to say, "You know what? My bad. You know, I love you. Let's get back together. Let's keep this thing together." Now, people like to go their own ways, and they fight over the littlest bitty things because it's by design, and they don't even realize it.
Right.
Don't even realize it.
Right.
And to interject with that, it made me, you know, think about, you know, in the Bible, I want to say that it was King David, you know, when he was on the run and he was in that, you know, the cave and his people was looking out and God, and I may be quoting the wrong story, I'm not sure, but God allowed the enemy to destroy themselves. So basically what, you know, Satan does is he's going to make a way for us to destroy ourselves. They don't got to fight the battle. We're going to set it up to where they kill each other off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, a team that's divided can't stand. And that's, I mean, with everything that's going on in our communities, with gang banging, with all that's going on, man, they've come up with a hell of a system to get us to destroy ourselves while they just sit back and watch. And they've been working on it for centuries and centuries, and time is winding down. I personally believe that we're in the midst of the last days, that a lot of prophecy is, you know, coming to pass, and we're in a real, real dangerous spot if we don't find a way to come together. And what we're doing with the Mafia, men of faith, we're putting it in action. We got to put this faith and this understanding in action in order to go against the enemy that has a plan for our fall.
Right, and that's my job. That's your job. That's our job, man. Our job is similar to the story in the Bible when Moses was over there in Egypt, and when he found out who he was and how he got there, and he ended up killing somebody because he seen them when they was beating the slaves. So then he escaped from there, and then he was talking to God, and God told him, "Man, I need you to go back down there to where." To tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And he like, "Man, what you mean? I wanted for murder down there. They going to kill me if I go back down there." And he like, "Nah, man." He told him to take the stick, the rod, and throw the rod down on the ground. And then he told him to pick it up, and it turned into a snake. He said, "I wouldn't have told you to go down there if I wasn't coming with you." No, I wouldn't have told you to go down there. So don't question me. Get your butt down there and talk to them people. And now that's what we doing right now. You know, we're talking to the people. We got to tell them, "Hey, man, that stuff they talking about ain't real. That's not what it is. Don't fall for that. Don't let your God be the money. You know, everything is about money, 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 money. Don't get me wrong, because you can't live without it. You know, these bills are going to come in. They're coming. You know, you're going to need it. You're going to need some change to keep the lights on and stuff like that. But money cannot become your God."
And God knows what we need, and he will supply. And since we were, you know, discussing Moses, you know, when it was nothing around for them to have, God provided. He sent manna and quail for them to eat. So in this day and time, God is going to provide for his. You know what I'm saying? And God takes you to, like, I learned this. This is me with money, bro. When I had money, you know what I mean, I used to want to stack it up, and I built my trust around how much money I had. Like, if I don't got this much, I ain't going to be cool. Woo-dee-woo-woo-woo. But God broke me all the way down and took it all and showed me that all you need is me. I'll give you what you need, and maybe not what you want or what your flesh desire, but I'll give you all that you stand in need of, bro. So, you know, I started telling myself I'm not afraid of zero. You feel me? Because even when I have nothing, I got God, and I can win. You feel me? So that's definitely deep.
That's what it is, and we have to learned just what you just said, that, you know, the as far as money, and it's a lot of things that you want with money, but you have everything you need. If you just count your blessings, you have everything you need. If you got shelter, you got an automobile, anything that you need to survive. You know, people complain about not having cars. Well, thank God for these legs and these feet. I can get around with these. There's people that don't even have that. You know what I'm saying? So you have to count your blessings.
Yeah.
And get your wants and your needs. And your wants and your needs is totally different. People going,
you know, and that's what it's about anyway. It's like y'all hear that out there, y'all. Count your blessings and not your problems. And the good thing about what you were saying, not to cut you off, legit.
Yeah.
The good thing about, real quick, what you were saying is that we fellowshipping. It's like
right.
We can't live for the past when God set us in the right direction for the future. And the future is bright. It's what you make it. Anything
right.
you focus on is what you manifest. And when
right.
you focus on things of God and doing better because you know better, you'll start to realize your connection and your purpose in life. And God on purpose allowed you to go through things for your purpose on purpose. You know, for your purpose.
Have you ever,
so, you know?
Yeah, have you ever wondered why? I used to wonder when I was younger. I said, man, that dude, you know, certain people were worth like, you know, billions and millions of dollars. And then you got people over here starving in your own country, the same country. And why these people can't just, you know, we're not talking about Thanksgiving or nothing. I mean, you get a hood dude, he get a few thousand, he going to give away the turkeys to try to make people eat. But that, you know, but I don't understand why people that have the millions and millions of dollars, they don't donate, they don't help their people in their same country. Or even when people make it out of their neighborhood successful and become multimillionaires, they don't come back and help their communities either. But it's okay for them to build a school in Africa or something like that. But you can't go back and help your own people. You know what I'm saying? You got Chicago right now, what they call Chirac. You got three people I know that probably more than three people. I know Oprah come up out of there. You got Jesse Jackson over there, Farrakhan over there. And some other people. Michael Jordan was over there when he had all his money. But a lot of death and stuff, a lot of people starving, a lot of gang violence is over there, and nobody stepped up to try to, you know, make a difference. And they got a lot of Barack from over there, Obama. So,
mm-hmm.
But nobody's trying to do nothing about that. It's like, oh, they over there killing each other. Oh, that's cool. Nobody's trying to step in and decide that. But we was talking about that money thing. Again, like they said, whoever loves the money, people that love the money, they can never get enough of it. So if they got $2 billion, they want to get $3 billion. If they got $3 billion, they want to get to $4 billion. They just will never get enough. And then that greediness becomes the root, becomes the root of the evil. When they say, well, you know what, you can have all this money. They got a thing right now. They feel like it's too many people on the earth, and that the resources is not going to last a lot much longer. So they're now planning on killing us. Well, they've been planning on killing us.
They've been killing us already.
Yeah, they've been killing us with the liquor stores. They've been killing us with the McDonald's and the food, the aluminum in the pans that we cook our food in. The aluminum gets in our body. It's aluminum and toothpaste, but that's not fast enough. They put these man-made diseases out, but that's not even fast enough for them. That's not killing enough the people. They say that's not fast enough for them. So they said that they want to be get something. They want to get the whole world population down to 500 million. They got these things that they got in Georgia. What do they call some kind of stones? Guide stones. It's like the devil's 12 commandments. They also have a whole bunch of caskets, like over 500,000 caskets that they found out there in the outskirts of Georgia, you know, in these camps that they're building. So they're planning on a big mass murder.
They're doing it right now. It's like all that y'all ever need, if you look at the drug administration, and it's just much more than a conspiracy. And God said, y'all got to read the word. God said these things will be happening. It's like, look at the pharmacy. They're the biggest crack dealers in the world, drug dealers in the world. It's like everything that you want, all the way down from AIDS, all the way down from any curable disease, is overseas. A lot of it's overseas in those countries that America will shut you down. But they on purpose want you to go ahead and die. On purpose. That's why they always have a remedy, but then you can give you the cause of effect about if you take this or your liver can bust wide open while you're walking down the street. All little crap like that. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, with that going on with what you said, brother, it's been going on for at least a little week and a half, right? And I just now became a vegan, right? I don't even know me.
Right.
At all. No more meat, fam, because I sat my butt down and I decided to look at all. Just humor myself, okay, looking at stuff. So I'm looking at how they do cows, how they do this, how they do this, how they shoot stuff up, how it creates cancer and different other things like that, and just how they sell the disease food and different things like that. So I said, nah. I said, I'm not doing it no more. I don't want poison in my body, because in order for me to get the message out here, you know what I'm saying, we have to take care of our temples.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay. I'm cool on the poisonous food and all that, me personally. You know, but y'all could be anybody out there, that's not for you. If that's not for you, you could pork chop it up until you're ready to eat.
Well, it's not business. Even about that. The most important thing that you remember is when they had the slave ships and they had these people in there and they had to survive off the rats and stuff. The thing is, what you have to remember is you have to bless anything that goes into your body. If it has mm-hmm. God, when you pray over your food and you pray over anything that you put in your body, it's being protected. Because you got people, our ancestors lived to 100 years old, 80, 90, and they was eating pork and they was eating beef and they was eating anything that them slave master gave them. But they still live to 80. They live way longer than what our generation is living to. I got homies gone at 19, 20, having heart attacks at 26. And you know what I'm saying? Not my grandfather.
According to our generation, though. According to our generation, it ain't like it was according to back in that generation. So according to our generation, they it's no different than them putting the flu and up in the air and everybody getting it and then got to go get tricked to get that nanotechnology flu shot at a convenience store or at a CVS. It's the same thing equivalent to what they putting in the meat now. I'm just trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's 10 times worse.
Yeah, and the flu shots, you go get a flu shot, you're sick. See, and an antidote ain't nothing but what it was invented, like when they invented these viruses and stuff, and in order to kill that virus, some of that antidote got to be back in it. You know what I'm saying? So all the stuff was man-made and created. You know, it's a lot of diseases that's man-made, and it's a lot of people who have cures. But if you're in the United States and you say that you have a cure for a cancer, they're going to show up at your house and they're going to kill you, because there's more money involved in trying to find the cure. I don't know where all this money is going with these pink ribbons for trying to battle cancer and fight cancer, and everybody been giving money for many years, many moons, and we still don't have a cure for it. So I don't think that money is going to buy the cure. I don't know where did they get that from. I don't know why they
buy.
You know what I'm saying? But it's more money involved in trying to find the cure. Even though you can go probably to Brazil or somewhere overseas and get something and get it right out of there and don't even have to worry about it no more. But over here, if you say that you got the cure for it, they liable to come see you and put you in the grave, because they don't want you to have the cure for it. They want to keep it's more money to find the antidote.
Hey, that is so real, fam. That's why all and everything that y'all do, y'all listen to the brother. It's like you got to stay protected. Under the blood, you got to stay protected. Ask the Lord Yahshua or whatever your religion is, bottom line, the number one, Almighty Most High. You got to be protected because those that are protected are not really going to worry about things. They're not really going to stress. They're going to be in tune to knowledge. And that's what it's about. This is not to create fear. This is just to tell you guys that the good news about it is that you got a protector, a deliverer, a person that no matter what, you know what I'm saying, you can stand up on his rock and not be moved by what's going on around you. And that's the only thing that you got to step into his circle, and that's going to take every day. You got to stay consistent because practice makes near perfection. Practice makes free.
I would like to tell everybody, because one thing my grandfather always told me, say, before this thing is over with, everybody going to know who the Most High is. Everybody going to know who he is. Everybody going to know something. So as men, we all going to go through a time in our life where we're going to be broken down. We're going to keep hitting that wall, bumping our head against the wall, and you're going to get exhausted. You're going to get tired. You're going to, like, it's one or two, you're going to have to surrender. Okay, I can't do it. I can't do this by myself. And that's when God smiles upon you and say, okay, you finally getting it. You know, you submit. And you tell them you can't do this alone. You can't handle this by yourself. You know, once you surrender and you go through these storms, it's like going through a storm, like walking in the rain, man, it's storming outside. And once you surrender, it's like walking up on a porta-potty. You get released from the rain for a minute. You get a chance to breathe. You lace your shoes back up, fix your coat, put your hoodie back on, and then you get back in there and fight.
Right, the good fight of faith. Y'all heard that. Fight. Yeah. We want to go to some questions real quick. We want to go on the phone lines. Y'all remember to call in. Make sure you call in. We want you to stay on the line with us legit to go ahead and answer some of the call-in questions, you know. And the call-in questions got to be based around something to do with conspiracy theories or something to do with God, the gospel, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep it like that. That's why I'm not here or justified or be the just not on the phone talking about their projects.
No.
Specifically what we doing with the Lord. So any questions that you got for Brother B Legit, call in right now. The brother is open, wide open, and that's what it do, y'all. So, you know, did you have anything to say, Jay?
Yeah, I just want to give all those that are tuning in online, the call-in number is area code 646-200-4945. We got quite a few callers that are in the queue checking it out, but they haven't pushed that one button to share their impact. I don't know if they don't know what to say, but we encourage you guys to push that one and to come in and join this conversation to give us some feedback. So while we wait for you guys to get it together and decide you want to stand up and let your voice be heard, we're going to take it way back with some Be Legit. And what every one of us needs right now, man, is to be able to smile. So we're going to hit them with some Be Legit with Smile.
We'll be right back with Legit. Yeah.
A young hawk in the hood playing chase, style on the sights, having fun, cause it ain't nothing like this place. And you don't want to race, fool, I got the numas on. And we can run from the corner to the numas home. And after that, we gon' go and raid the plum tree. And stick bar down there with them bones beat. Mom's got the dough, open bumping, mama got. Let's get it on, all day, every day. At night I pray, Lord, just let me make it. And if I die before I wake, then my soul you take it. Never fake it, my older brother taught me that. And sometimes even let the young children hang. And as a loke, my only duty was to suck and pass it on to my comrades and closest folks. All friends, I knew about it as a child. I stood proud, have you ever seen the ghetto smile?
In the ghetto there was smile, roaming through the street. Why don't the homies smile for me? In the ghetto there's a smile, roaming through the street. Why
baby with me. Her mama used to babysit, and back then she was just plain old brick. But nowadays it seems like she done grown. Teen sitting and her perm got hella long. When I be grown, if I whisper and take her down and maybe play house sitter with her like the pound, it's going down about now in the northern back. The OGs put it down and make it pay. Flip a 6-8 with the blue out brains. The only homie in the hood riding on things. And as I peep it, things have got a little deeper. And everybody and their mama been bought a beeper. And then they post on the lake getting loose and wild. You know the scene. It's the ghetto smile.
In the ghetto there's a smile roaming through the streets. Why don't the homies smile for me?
Ghetto,
yeah. In the ghetto there's a smile roaming through the streets. Why don't the homies smile for me?
Ghetto.
At 18 I graduated and now I'm grown. About time for the dog to get his own bone. I left home, got a condo out in Quail Ridge. And like a king, it's how this young player live. Swimming parties in the pool with my donkey rock. Wasn't tripping off Nathan, we was on fuck. Hillside in the house and we getting perv. Freestyling, getting on my neighbor's nerve. I love the hood, so every day I'm back to visit. And swoop the gum so they can come through and kick it and peep the game. Just as I did as a kid, and watch the savage get his cabbage and place his bid. And even though we fight, we still remain game tight. Handle business and always open for forgiveness. It ain't nothing like a homie you ain't seen in a while. So when you meet him, greet him with that ghetto smile.
In the ghetto there's a smile roaming through the streets. Why don't the homie smile for me?
Ghetto,
talk about that ghetto smile.
In the ghetto there's a smile.
Keep your mean mother.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my homie smile for me.
Don't never let her see that other side. The ghetto smile.
Never get away in the sky.
Be legit.
Get away in the sky.
Along with Daryl
Hall. Oh, my homie smile for me.
And we're doing this for the 96.7.
The ghetto smile.
And it don't stop, boy.
The ghetto smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that Be Legit featuring Daryl Hall with Ghetto Smile. Man, that's a, I always loved that song, bro. And me and Coco was discussing this morning, man, we need to, you know, play some Be Legit. Let them know, you know what I'm saying, how the OGs put that positive out there, and that feel-good music, you know? I'm going to bring you guys back on.
Always.
You still with me, B?
I'm still here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So quick, let's go into some calls. We got any calls on the line?
Yeah, we got somebody just raised their hand in the queue. They coming out of the 951. We're going to bring them on the line right now. 951, you're in the building.
Hey, what's good? Shout out to Justify and Cocaine, man. I see y'all doing y'all thing.
Shout back out to you, big bro.
This Insane with Insane One Records.
What's going on with your brother, man? How you doing today?
All right, pretty good. Called in a little late, but I caught the last show. You guys talking about the conspiracy theories, right?
Yes, we got brother
Be Legit on the line too. We all chopping it up like we in the same holding tank eating the same dry bologna sandwich.
Yeah,
hey, that's what's up, man. The click in the house. All right, I heard that. All right. Yeah, about the conspiracy theories, I don't know. I believe there's some conspiracy theories, but I don't worry about them. I put that in God's hands. So
there you go. Supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly what I'm
supposed to do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But y'all heard that part. Go ahead. No, I was saying much love. Thanks for the call in like that. We got to get to some more callers too, fam, but we appreciate that on Mafia Radio, fam, giving that insight. Y'all heard from the homie. I ain't worried about nothing. I put
Yeah.
Salute, fam.
All right, for sure.
All right, no problem. Salute.
Yeah, we'll take a second to shout out all our people that are on the call lines. We've got 562s in the building, some 909s, 951s in the building, 760s. Go ahead and hit that one button and join this conversation. You know, I'm not going to bring you on unless you want to be on, but we do appreciate you tuning in and listening and soaking up this game, you know what I mean, that Be Legit Cocaine and myself is bringing to the airwaves, inspired by God the Almighty. So we appreciate you, you know, listening in. If you want to share your testimony or speak on this topic of conspiracy theory, please do press that one button. If you're online listening, the call-in number is 646-200-4945. So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep it right here with Justified Cocaine and Be Legit until you guys feel that you want to, you know, join this conversation. I know it's deep and you're stuck in listening, but we do appreciate your participation when you do it. But with that being said, we're just going to keep it moving. I did have somebody just hit me on my Facebook that wanted me to ask you a question, Be Legit. And he was asking me to ask you, was your faith tested when Tupac and Seagram were killed?
He said Seagram?
Yes, sir.
No, that's, well, we talked about that a little earlier. And with the Tupac situation, it's a touchy situation because I say when I was younger, I had seen this movie that kind of scared me when I was a kid. It was a movie about being spared. So whenever you're in a close call or with something, like, you know, you might have had to go through a operation, you might have got shot or anything can happen, you always give God that you're still here. You never say I or myself, and this is not talking down on nobody. Like, I'm not trying to talk down on nobody, but if God spares your life, if you got saved, if he likes to have that credit. He don't want you to give the credit to yourself. You can't say 5 shots didn't kill me, I took them to smile. No, you have to tell the people that, hey man, if it wasn't for the Lord that saved my life, if it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for his mercy, I wouldn't be here. That's what he wants to hear. So with that being said, you know, when situations happen to you, you got to realize and recognize what it is. I don't care what kind of situation you're in. You might be in a situation to where, you know, something a bill is due, and out of nowhere, you know, you got a check in the mail. You got to know where that came from. You got to know who's talking to you, who's working with you, and when the devil is setting up traps for you and all that type of stuff. So, you know, when that situation kind of happened, it's a little bit deeper than what we could talk about on the phone, because, you know, he was a person, Pac was a person that felt like he had to die for this. He was willing to put his life online just as well as Jesus laid his life down. You know, if his words were going to mean more to us while he was dead, so be it, if it can help us, because he knew who he was fighting and who he
was
fighting.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. It's around the same kingdom talk, but it just hit me. How have you been able to make the transition and over to really, really stepping up more so than you ever for God, to go ahead and affect the little homies who looked up to you while you was in your darkness?
Because
how do you get that across? Because sometimes kids and the youth say, well, you did this and you did that, and I might want to do this too, and now you telling me to do this? How are you able to go ahead and get this new creation for you that was already set upon you through your family? You know, how do you get that across to where it can hit home for them?
Well, I'll tell you like this. First of all, I was given a gift from God to paint pictures. When I do music, I paint a picture. I'm an artist. So I'm able to take you on the ride with me as if you was there. Right?
Right.
So that's a gift that I got. So I also have a gift to talk to someone, to translate to someone. I know that the preacher might, you might not listen to the preacher because the preacher going to be preaching in the church. You looking at me as somebody, you look at me as I look up to you, but you want to know how I made it? Well, let me give you some game. Let me give you some real game. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying if I, like I made it to big time, and you know, whatever, they're talking about how I'm still here and walking around and this body and able to do certain things. Well, I can give you that insight. And then when you hear what I have to say about that and how I give praise to God, and then that now it's cool. What once was looked upon as, oh, you a square, you go to church, you a church boy or whatever. Well, now it's like, okay, you got some real niggas testifying and letting you know what it is. And if you let them know that it's okay. It's okay, man. It's okay to turn to God. It's okay to have that relief. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you don't know what people are going through. And as you do it more and more, the Spirit will come upon you and say, hey, man, go touch that young man. Put your hand on him and talk to him. Talk to him, man. He want to hear something. We done been in situations where we've been in, everybody been in the room sitting down, huh? Yeah. But people have been sitting down, and people have been sitting down in the same room, and you look at that dude, you're like, it's something on that man's mind. I've seen that it's something on that man's mind, something on his mind heavy. And, you know, you go and you ask, hey, what's going on? How you doing, man? You know, whoop, whoop. You know, and it's like you get a green light to go ahead and open that door and talk about it and be real with it, with a person without having to scare them off or whatever the type of thing it is. So we become vessels. We become vessels and we become soldiers for God and on a different avenue. When Jesus walked in the earth, he wasn't down there with the church. He was on the corners with the pimps and prostitutes and the players and the people that need him. If you was in the church, you either knew or you was a vagabond. You know what I'm saying? You was just in there getting rained on or you even knew. So that's not the people who he was interested in saving. He was interested in talking to the ones that was on the block, the ones that was
right.
On the street. So he has to use people from the block and the people that's from the streets to talk to the people that's from the block and from the streets.
Right.
That's where we come in. Revelation.
And that's right there. I already know that right there hits somebody, because sometimes we can struggle. We think just because we come from, whether you cripping the blood or whether you SA, whatever you is from that suppressed environment we call ghettos, we think we can't talk to God. We think we can't push that God-like line. But see, going back to what the brother said, be legit said from the word of God, from scripture point of view, that's who the Lord Yeshua was looking for, or Isa in his Muslim name. That's who he was looking for. He wasn't so much concerned with the people that wore finer garments or bigger sinners than the ones that did not have.
Right.
Remember, even the story of him being next to Trinity 3, being next to somebody, the murderer and the thief. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the thing of it is that's the significance of him being born in a dirty, excuse my language, dirty-ass manger. You know what I'm saying? Because none of us were clean.
Right.
Ooh, glory to God. None of us was clean at all. And see, that's what Almighty does. He cleanses you. You know what I'm saying? He understands that life that you go through can taint. There's a lot of things that can be tainted. And as more people grow on the earth and more people get in those power positions of being hidden hands, it's going to grow into more evil on the planet. So we as saints, we as street cats, real nigga street cats, are able to have these youngsters, because the devil so much after our youngins, to go ahead and have them follow us, because, you know, and it's going to be accountable. It's going to come a day to when all these ones, even the ones out here, and I'm going to be brutally honest, all these ones out here that are not talking in the sense and direction of making that positive change, you know, they're going to be wiped away, man, because God Wrath is very real, and I don't wish nothing on nobody, nothing bad, no ill will on nobody, but it's like a lot of people are in position right now as we speak. It's
and
not
they're not
doing
saying
nothing
anything.
About it.
They got way
I'm
more. They got way more.
They got all the money in the world. I mean, they got a lot of things. They got headphones and all kind of other crazy things going on. But it's nothing perpetuated out there that's even showing the youth that I can do it. By my walk, I can do it because you know why? Because they're controlled. They're controlled by Satan themselves. And
yeah.
That's why they can't. It's like we always ask, why are they doing? Well, here's the reason why to the audience. It's because they're controlled. They'll
well,
lose
just,
everything.
I'll
just like when you. Michael Jackson popped up and started talking that talk. Talking
him.
When he talked. They smoked him.
Because
yeah,
he was tired. He was tired of being controlled. He was done.
He said, hey, I'm going to do right by God on this one. And see, y'all, when you do right by God, no matter what, Brother Michael, he's in heaven. And I feel that in my spirit because he's still here. You see what I'm saying? So that's the significance of you saying that I'm protected. Because we're protected.
Right.
That means... No matter if they try to kill the body, the spirit still lives on.
Yeah, spirit still lives on. You still talk about it.
Amen to that. We got some folks in the building that's raising their hand that want to get in and chop it up with Be Legit. You're on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. We're going to go to this 909 that's been holding on with us for a second. 909-252, you're in the building with Justified Cocaine Be Legit on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. What's good with you?
What's good with it, man? Shout out to my boy Cocaine and my boy Justified and Be Legit, man. I don't really got too much to say, man, but I'm just sitting here listening, man. I just want to say I appreciate y'all even having this venue, man, because there's a lot of youngsters out here, man, that need to hear from people like y'all, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
People from the streets, you know what I mean, that been there, done that, you know what I mean, been through situations and stuff like that. Like you say, this generation now, man, is totally different, you know what I mean, than the old generations, man. So I just want to say I appreciate y'all, man, even putting this message out there for people. They need to be more widespread, though. You know what I mean? Hopefully y'all can get this on a bigger platform.
Yeah, with God's grace, we'll make that happen, man. But each one of us got to do it, including yourself, good brother.
That's it. That's just it.
You know, if you can take 10 with you, man, that's good. You know what I'm saying? You just got to,
well,
you know, people, everybody got to do their job, man. We got a different job. We ain't fucking restaurants no more. We got a different job. And who pay us and take care of us is God. So we just got different jobs, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. Like I say, I appreciate the venue, the avenue right here anyway, man.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Love like you, young brother.
Sure. Justify, this your boy, Four Monster, man.
Amen, amen. You know, I do a lot of, you know, this networking, you know, through the Facebook and the Twitter. And, you know, I carry dialogue with a lot of these cats, you know, behind the scenes, and we talk about these things. So when we air these shows, you know, I'm in everybody inbox letting them know, hey, the Men of Faith in Action is on the move, but it's not just about Justified and Cocaine and Be Legit or the other special guests, you know, that have blessed the show. It's about all of us coming together. All the callers that are on the line that have a voice, you are our special guest. Because it's going to take us coming together and discussing a plan and a vision to carry it through. Because trust me, the enemy got his together. They know what they're going to do. You feel me? They talk. They meet. They meet in privacy. So we need to meet and we need to talk and we need to take direction from the Almighty and not just have the faith, but put it into action because faith without works is dead. So we don't want this to be just a platform where we talk about it. We're trying to figure out how we can get out there and be about it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the call lines are starting to heat up. You know what I'm saying? They must be spreading the word that it's going down. So we're going to move into another caller that just queued in with us, and they're calling from a 706 area code. I'm going to bring them in. 706, you're on the line with Justified Cocaine and Be Legit, Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. What's good with you?
Hey, man. How y'all doing, man? God bless, homie.
God bless.
God bless.
Yeah, this baby eat all cocaine. What's up with it, homie?
What's up,
eh? Oh, man, just chilling, man. You feel me? I seen my boy Be Legit was coming in. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what's
he
up?
On the
Justified?
Line.
Yeah. What's up, late nighter?
Hey, man, you know, up early, up late, every, you know, just trying to get this word out a little bit, trying to do
man,
my part, you know?
man, that's what's up, man. I'm glad to see y'all all came together, man, on this blessed day, you know?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if y'all can just give a shout-out to my son that was just murdered out there in L.A. You feel me? Cocaine, know about it.
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to nephew. And, you know, that's yeah, to everybody out there, this is my family, my little bro, baby E, and from the land. And recently we just lost his son, my nephew, and we want to ask, you know, everybody out there to say a prayer for our brother. And, you know, the good thing about it is that God, you know, has been working in his life. Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes he is healed. And, you know, at the same time, baby, I love you so much, fam. You know, we all don't think sometimes, but, you know, when it hit close to home, God got away. You know, he never meant for your son's life to be lost, but God can still use that to let you heal and then be delivered. So that way, you know, you can go around in the same streets that we perpetuated that violence and different things on. By God's grace, we can turn around and make a difference. And, you know, I just continue to encourage you to stay at it. We're going to set up a nonprofit organization for your son. And talk to these other young brothers, because you know, just real briefly, you know what it's like to be on them streets slanging, banging, and hanging. You done been there. You done dumped. And for you to be able to be in this position, and you just lost a son, and you come from that land. You come from that land. You know what I'm saying? Tell the public out there how is God working in your life, and the turnaround that you can give somebody else that, you know, by them listening to you, it might save their life. Tell the audience real quick.
I mean, you know, everything that I've been through and seen and done, you know, God worked in mysterious ways, you know. And it's like I moved out here to Atlanta. My father died when I was in prison. And he left me a house out here. I wanted to come back to Pomona, but, you know, I came out here. You know what I'm saying? So came out here, and I got a job, a good job, benefits and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that was like a blessing. I'm 40 years old, and this is the longest I ever had a job in my life. You know what I mean? I try to go to church, like, at least once or twice a month. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, like, all the things that I went through in the streets, slanging and banging, being in and out of prison, feds, everything, you know, I survived it.
Yeah.
My son, you know, I kept my son out of all of that. You know what I'm saying? Away, me and my baby mom, we kept him out of everything. I put him in sports. He went to school, graduated, was going to college. You know what I'm saying? Never did drugs, never gang bang. And he just got killed in L.A., got lost. Actually, he was going to pay on a ticket that somebody got in his name, you know what I mean? And he made a right on Crenshaw instead of a left, going to the police station to pay on the ticket somebody got in his name. And he got killed 12 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, you know what I mean? Just like just that fast. It just happened. Some people just ran up to the car. You know what I'm saying?
And you think this pretty much was probably a mistaken identity.
Yeah.
And that's just
crazy. But I just say all that to say, man, you never know when it's your time to go. That's why we got to stay prayed up. You feel me?
You know what, man? It's a lot of people, they say, a lot of people want to get to heaven, but you have to die to get there. You can't stay here and get to heaven. So you got to go through a passing anyway. And what we might think is a sad, it might be a good thing. You know what I'm saying? This place ain't gonna do nothing but get worse and worse and more corrupt and corrupt. You know, sometimes I say when like older people pass, I'm like, hey man, that's a good job. They done lived their life and they in a better place. You know, the death ahead is in a better place. And you know. And like, you know, Tupac always said, only God can judge you. You'll be judged upon your deeds and what you've done on earth. And that's why I say to brothers like ourselves, this is our job now. These are our deeds that we have to do. We have to go back. You got a story now. You lost a son. You've been to the pen. You have a testimony. You got some. You can change somebody's life through the words that through the experiences that you've been through. You ain't somebody talking about it that ain't never picked up a pistol. You ain't nobody talking about it that ain't never did a day in jail. You somebody that actually walked that walk. Who am I gonna believe? I'm gonna believe the person that actually walked the walk versus somebody that's just telling me that ain't never been down that road I've been down. You don't know, you know, about that road unless you actually been down it.
True that.
So therefore you take your experiences and let them become testimonies, and you know, and share your story with other people, man, because people want to hear it. You know, this is like this stuff that we talking is like it. When you talk to them youngsters, man, when they be going through it, and you tell them like this, and it's coming from you, it be so many bricks that fell off their shoulder because they've been holding it in, feeling a certain type of way, but they felt like they was gonna be looked upon different. Like it was gonna take some gangster stripes away from them because you're talking about God or you know you sharing a testimony, but it'll be all right, man. Everything, you know, like they say, what don't kill you make you stronger.
Yeah.
You got to realize your purpose. And you know, if a guy working with you, he got you a job that you ain't had, you ain't kept a job, held down the job, you got relocated, you got a house. I mean, you know, you're doing fine. You're doing good. You know, just keep up the good work, brother.
Man, I want to thank you. Be legit, my nigga, late nighter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you don't even know how much I, like, love you and E-40 and the click. And Cocaine will tell you, you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, y'all biggest fan. You feel
right.
me? I'm the Bayest dude from Pomona. You
right.
know what I mean? I'm the hypiest.
He ain't lying.
He be on y'all, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but anyway, be legit. Thank you, Justified, Cocaine, man. Y'all have a blessed day and everything.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, man, tell E-40, man, you know, baby, he love him, man. And he like my mentor, my mental advisor. He don't want to keep
me strong.
I'm sure
Coco's going to get him on here. I know Coco's going to
get him. Oh, yeah, we're going to get him in. We're going to get him on.
Yeah, he's going to get on there.
What's up?
All right, man.
Hey,
y'all have
too,
a blessed
brother.
Day, man.
All right.
Yeah, we're winding down 8-minute mark on the show. Run out of time. We want to thank everybody, you know, that's tuned in, that's called in. Definitely want to thank, you know, Be Legit for bringing, you know, his insight to this situation. And I salute you, and I'm just praying and hoping that, you know, there's other cats out there that we need. It's going to take a lot of us that God gave a voice and gave that gift to paint pictures with words to, you know, to carry some of this type of content over into our records, you know what I mean? Because that is the tool that the enemy is using. He's using music to dumb our kids down, to lead them in the wrong ways. They're using the music videos to put a visual to it to show, you know, like when we was kids, we would go to the movies and we watch a karate flick or action flick. What we do? We came out the theater kicking and chopping, and I'm Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. These kids see these videos, and that's it for them. They want to go out and pop that molly. They want to go out and, you know, pop them bottles and, you know, have the models, and they want to do all this and that. So I feel like if Satan can use that tactic, we can counterattack and come right back at him and bring some content and some visuals to the game that's going to lead these young men and women in the right direction. You know what I mean? Because everybody, ain't nobody else out there, ain't no more wives. It's just baby mamas and baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? We need fathers and husbands and wives and mothers on the scene again. You know what I mean? And we have to show them that through what we do. That's our part in it. You know what I mean? That's what we can do. That's the gift that God gave us. So if we can come together and use it, and it's a lot of stuff that God is orchestrating behind the scenes with this Men of Faith and Action movement. Like I said, it's not about one individual or two individuals. It's about all the men that got this faith and got this wisdom to come together and lead our people the way God intended us to.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm honored too, man, to be able to talk about that with the community, talk about that with Brother B. Legit, Brother Justified. And very appreciative to Die Hard Radio for setting this platform up for Mafia Radio. Lewinsky, big shout out, you know. And like I said, this is a seed. We lean not on our own understanding, but for the simple fact that by faith, this is going to grow because God shows up and show out. And that's all we need. Everybody out there listening, all you need is just the mustard seed of faith, and it'll go a long way. So we really appreciate you being on the show, fam. Oh, my God. And like you said, we're going to snatch these photo on here. And what it's in, whether it be in the music industry, whether it be in the community, whether wherever you at, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. Call in and give your testimony because Justify said we all special guests.
We all special guests.
Hey, listen. So if you can leave anything, you have anything to say, Brother Legit.
Well, I just want to let people know, you know, educate yourself, man. Get into the bird. Because a lot of people, when tragic happens, they say why. But if you read your Bible and understand it correctly, it's telling you that this is a necessity. It's necessary for the word to be true. The word don't come back in void. So the word talks about these things that will happen in the last days, and it's because the Bible's not coming back void. It's the truth. People take it personal, like, oh, why did it have to happen to me? And then they want to get mad at God, saying it ain't no God, because if it was a God, why is there so many wars? There's so many wars and stuff and rumors of wars because this is what's written in the book. So if you take the chance, if you take the time out to read the book, you'll understand a lot of things more clear, and it'll come to you. So I just suggest that people just get into their reading, talk fellowship, you know, talk to the people, to your own kind. You know, birds of a feather gonna fly together. And don't be ashamed of it, man. Wear it and mean it. You know, and that's my input, man. I thank both of you brothers today, man, for calling me and having me on the show. I know Cocaine called me last week and told me about it. I told him just to give me a call. I almost slept a little bit too late, but I made it just in time. And y'all called me back and put me back on here in a couple of weeks or whatever. I like to tune in every so often.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Line is always open to you, brother. Like I said, this is, you know, we bring them on, you know, one by one, but this is going to grow, and I want this to be a meeting place, you know what I mean, for us to come together and join our faith and do great things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We with it, though.
Each one teach one.
Well, we're running out of time, Cocaine. I wanted to end the show with this song that I did recently called Only the Blessed Survive. We're living in the last days, and if you want to survive, you better get some God in your life, because when it comes down to it, that's what it is. Only the blessed survive. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. We signing off. Justify Cocaine, our special guest, Be Legit, Men of Faith in Action radio show every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, only the blessed survive.
Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Only the blessed survived all the trials and tribulations. Radio stations stay brainwashing this generation. What you hear about is all the children talk about. I stay here despite thinking about walking out, cause I don't fit in this matrix, let's face it. Cause nowadays everybody's rhymes are so basic. And though my flow is complicated, can't seem to cross the line. The best way to say we underrated. Some MCs, though they souls have made it, lost the essence of life and don't appreciate it. Sacrifice to be initiated, and so it just don't work for me. So I always stay faded, intoxicated. My real family ain't related. My brothers in the struggle, we hustle just to make it. They go through it too, so they understand my pain. Only the blessed survive. Welcome to the game.
my testimony and it's slowly catching sinners' ears. And whoever wonder how they still standing here, I live through the hate, trying to make it through the gates. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes. The testimony and it's slowly catching sinners' ears. And whoever wonder how they still standing here, we live through the hate, trying to make it through the gates. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes.
Somebody's gonna show up.
We thank y'all for tuning in. We had a last-minute caller, and I just want to try to get them in real quick if we can. 951-373, you're on the line.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? This is Poppy Brim.
Hey, what's going on?
Giving y'all a shout-out out there. You know, Justify, want to let me know I need to call in. Say hey to y'all.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We chilling, man. We fellowshipping right now.
Oh, okay. I see. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's right, Bobo. Well, we down to the last seconds of our show. I just wanted to get that call that came in. Tune in next week, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. Thank you, Be Legit, for staying with us so long and sharing your testimony and giving some insight to our listeners. We really appreciate you, brother.
Okay.
Sure.
Good, man. Appreciate you, too.
God bless, and everybody have a wonderful day.
God bless everybody out there.
You too.
All right.
Yeah.